So social media can be frustrating. It is the pinnacle of society right now. Everybody's on social media. So what works and what doesn't work for you? This is Art BS, Business Solutions for Artists and Creatives. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Stephanie Weaver.
And Julie McCullough.
The elephant in the room, social media. We love it. We hate it. Frustrating.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So.
Yes. Yes.
Personal and business level. Yes.
All of the above.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I actually got off of it for a little bit just because I got, well, I should say got off Facebook and Instagram because I got so sick and tired of, you know, the political crap that was coming at you. And it, and then, and if you dare click on one, then all of a sudden you're just getting infiltrated with one-sided information. You know, their algorithms are just set up for that.
Right. What is that? The social
dilemma?
Yeah. On Netflix.
Yeah. If you believe the world is flat, suddenly all you're going to find out is the world is flat.
Right.
Type stuff. Yeah. It's insane.
So as artists, and we're trying to get our work out, trying to get noticed, we definitely want to have our stuff out there. How do you guys go about it?
It's hard. And I don't think anyone has the right answers. It's very, very frustrating. Until you have any sort of major following, 10,000 plus, and any sort of
10,000. Okay. Just,
10,000 plus.
I know, but someone's listening to us right now going, I just want to get to 200.
Oh, I know. I have friends that just want to get to 100 so they can see the insights on Instagram. You know, that's just, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. But really, until you're a big guy, a Target or a Kohl's or an Amazon or something, it's. Or an influencer, you're lost in the sea.
You're going to have to pay to play. That's really what it boils down to. Like, I've got 10,000 plus followers and less than 1%.
Wait. Just say that one more time.
I've got a little more than 10,000 followers.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That really is amazing, by the way.
Well, thank you. But the problem is like, you know, you work for years and years and years to get that following. And then the algorithms shift where like less than 1% will actually see what you have to say. And yet they volunteered to follow your page.
Right.
And unless you pay to play, they're not going to see what you have to offer. And then the other thing that's really kind of hard about it is you keep getting told by all the marketing gurus out there that you have to post like 3 times a day. You want to post a viral piece, which is generally somebody else's little information. Like I love Zig Ziglar, so I'll like repost his stuff, but I don't do it every day. They want you to do it every single day, 3 times a day, you know, one piece of viral type, one piece that's your type, and then some other piece that's something else. And so if you're doing that, you're all the time on social media. And I don't know about everybody else, but I'd rather be painting than deal with that.
Right. I hate being on social media. It's hard for me to go on. And I got on it to stay connected to my family.
Yeah.
And so I get family like, are you guys live down there? Because you're not posting anything.
Yeah.
You know? Well, it's like, yeah, it's very frustrating.
Well, even that, like the personal page, I have to physically go and find people. Mm-hmm. I type in their name to go see what they're up to because it's not showing in my feed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless you go, and that's what, you know, unless somebody liked your page and they go to your page, will they not then see your page? If not, then it's that 1%.
I was going to ask you guys, do you recommend for artists to have a business page?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. You too?
I would say yes, you do. But I think it depends too, though, on what you're going for. Like for me, my business page is just there to be there. It's not important for what my goals are. Instagram, on the other hand, is very important for what my goals are.
But you've got that for your business. Instagram is Julium Studios. Yes, it's
Julium Studios for everything. And the Facebook page is there. But like I said, I just post, you know, random stuff there about my art and stuff still about my business. But it's not my focus is Instagram because that's what is associated with my goals. And I think that's the important thing about social media. Like, Stephanie, I think yours is both Instagram and Facebook are important for your goals. Mm-hmm. And Rachel, I think yours is more Instagram for your goals.
Instagram and a Facebook group.
Right. A Facebook group is important for you. Yes.
I have a Facebook page for Bubbly Bibbly, but then I also have a Facebook group.
Which is more important for you.
And it's private.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may be public, but you have to ask to join. So is that private then? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so.
So that way it's just kind of, you feel like part of a community, but you don't have to pay for it.
Right.
And the way I'm not going to get, like you, you're offering a service, classes, things like that as a community, whereas like a podcast, I can't ask for money.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and I started the community as a way to kind of get away from Facebook and stay. And that's why it's called Positive Painters, to stay in the positive light, because I was noticing a lot of negative, even in just the art groups. They were getting dragged down, talking about politics, talking about religion, and all of the high hot buttons topics that cause people to really get, you know, Kermit the Frog, you know, type away, you know, type of things, that it's not helping anybody really.
Right.
It's just making, it's fueling the fire. And I wanted out of that. I wanted to, that's one of the reasons why I created the community. And I know that's one of the reasons why a lot of people create those groups
to kind of pull out of that, the big screen.
Yeah.
The big picture kind of Facebook.
And kind of control the narrative.
Well, I know like for our group, every time I post, they'll get a notification of it.
Yeah.
Unless they've requested specifically not to receive a notification of it. So I know like on a page or something, you still get lost. Mm-hmm. Like you have to have so many people following your page for them to even see it.
Well, and see in the Facebook page too, you have to, it defaults to no notifications, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so unlike the group, defaults to notifications.
Right.
So, I mean, that's where I think people say the group is beneficial.
Right. Hmm, and then, but I think, so that's what we've done. And I found that I've had some good growth and good connectivity with the audience through the group, more so than the page. And then on Instagram, people are more likely to respond and say something because it's just, you know, happy pictures on Instagram.
Right, right.
So do you guys do any other social media? I mean, there's other social media out there. There's LinkedIn. There's Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, MeWe. I mean,
there's tons of them out there. I have a LinkedIn account and I post my blog posts to that account. But other than that, I haven't been doing anything else on LinkedIn.
Now, are you thinking about changing that since you're looking for art directors?
Yeah, I already did. I already updated it all.
Awesome.
To focus on my art, but like I said, I mean, I haven't been posting posts there because, you know, it's just a whole nother thing to add to the week.
Right. That
I feel like I'm drowning in social media as an artist. And, that's a full time job. And Rachel, you even helped me with mine. And I feel like I'm drowning.
Exactly. I mean, like, it's a lot of work to, I mean, for Twitter itself, you know, you were saying, a lot of people say three times a day. Well, on Twitter, it's at least 12 times a day.
Oh,
yeah.
And that's probably changed already, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all changing.
Well, see, and that's the nice thing about Instagram. It's not about how many times a day. It's about how consistent you are.
Yeah.
So if you pick one time a day and that's it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you're posting one time a day. But if you decide to post three times a day, then you need to make sure you keep up with that or you'll lose traction. That's what I like about Instagram. It's about consistency, not about how many times a day.
Right. So even for Instagram, if you wanted to post just Monday, Wednesday, Friday, then make sure you're posting Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
It's learning your algorithm.
Exactly.
Instead of the other way around.
Right.
And I like Instagram because it automatically posts to Facebook.
Yes.
So that just,
and that's what I do.
And you can vice versa that too. You can set up your Facebook to automatically post to your Instagram too.
And I like there's in Facebook business page.
Right.
You can schedule everything out.
It's nice.
That's so handy.
Yeah.
That's a really good tool, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid they're going to change it again, which makes me hesitant to drop Tailwind. You know, they're constantly changing stuff. That's the other frustration with algorithms and Facebook and Instagram, too. Like, I used to be able to go see my saved items, but just by looking at my profile, and there was a saved button right there. Well, now it's back to going to the silly little hamburger and scrolling down and finding your saved items. It's like, well, that should be easy for me to do. Yeah, it shouldn't be difficult. I saved them for a reason. I want easy access to them. But then they change it again. And that's my only hesitation to going to the Facebook business manager.
Right. And they just came out with some changes again this week.
Right.
And this is like mid-June.
Yeah. And I've been with Tailwind for a couple of years and I like it. And I know, Rachel, you and I were talking about maybe I should just drop Tailwind when my subscription is up. And then I thought about that through this discussion right now. It's like, well, crap, maybe I don't want to do that, because what if they change it and it doesn't do what I like it doing? Then I got to reinvest, you know.
Well, you brought up something that we can move on to is tools to use. And you've mentioned a good one is Tailwind.
Yeah, I love Tailwind. And I have friends that love Planoly.
And then there's also Hootsuite. And
God, that's one I hadn't heard of in a long time.
Hootsuite's still doing it, and there's quite a few others.
Yeah,
I know with Hootsuite you can do RSS feeds, which you can't do in Tailwind. So there's a lot of different tools, and I guess you need to decide what you want to use by what you want to post, and that again goes back to your what are you doing with your art?
Yeah, and it's back to the purpose and your goals. Like I said in the beginning, you know, because of my goals, Instagram is where I need to be.
Yeah. And my goals, I'm more SEO focused. So, you know, I'm trying to sell memberships and trying to get people into the classes. And so for me, a lot of that is going to be Pinterest and YouTube, which are less social media, but more
SEO based.
Yeah, SEO based. But I am on Facebook and Instagram because that's what I've been doing for years and years and years. And it's just,
well, it goes back to the seven touches, you know, now it's more than that. But, you know, years ago, it used to be you had to communicate with somebody seven times in order to sell something, service or product. Now it's probably, I don't know what it is currently, but 12. I know, is it 12 now? A few 12. Years ago, it was 17. So social media for you is like one of those 12 touches.
Yeah.
But yet again, your real focus to make the sale is SEO based.
Yeah.
So you mentioned it, YouTube, and I think YouTube is an excellent channel for artists.
Yes.
Because you can show, I can sit and watch artists all day.
I know, I can too.
The swirly ones, the where they blow with a straw or they come out with like a mop or something. You're like, oh my gosh, where's this going to go? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you just get engrossed in it and you're like, and then you just, That little column on the right there, more videos.
Right. It's a big videos. Rabbit hole. I'm like,
oh, there's another one. She's doing pretty flowers. Let's see what that one is. With
Reels and
Instagram
TikTok.
Reels. Yeah. I can get sucked down that rabbit hole in an hour's past, and I've looked at, you know, 115 second Reels.
Oh my gosh. Right. Yeah. And then TikTok. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I don't use TikTok.
I don't either.
I know, like, they're China based, and so they're stealing all your data. But then you get into that whole argument, you know, because they're stealing all your data. Well, so is everybody else.
I was exactly.
Say, yeah. Google, hello. We were just talking before we turned on the record that, like, my husband and I, we have Google Pixel phones, and I know when he's been looking up stuff because I see it on my Facebook.
Same here.
And it's like, oh, go shop at Lowe's. You need grass seed, you know? And I'm like, no, I do not. And then, you know, John is seeding the yard next week, you know? Or,
well, that's, you know, my old job working with architectural firms and having to look up products for that to do renderings and stuff. And I'm like, then that's showing up in my Facebook feed. I'm like, no, this is not for me.
Yeah.
This was for business. Mm-hmm. That's where I learned about incognito. And I started using that to look that stuff up.
And that's
up.
The thing. But if you're on your phone and you're outside,
right.
And you're like, oh,
you don't
what
think
is
to
this?
Do that.
And you look up something and you're like, oh, for a week, I'm going to be seeing this everywhere.
Yes.
You know,
oh,
duck,
so
duck, go. DuckDuckGo.com. Yeah. They don't track anything.
Yeah. Look up something incognito for sure.
Yes.
But I've been using DuckDuckGo a lot because when I'm searching for a word, because you know the way that Google works, it works mm-hmm. based on algorithms, what's going to show up first. And generally, like, depending on what you're searching for, the first like five are all paid for. Mm-hmm. And they're not necessarily the best ones to look at. And so, like, I'll just go down. But DuckDuckGo, I read so much more information that's actually pertinent to what I actually search for.
Oh, that's good.
It's really, really helpful.
Well, if I'm on my phone, though, it doesn't, like...
Oh, you can get the app.
I know, but Google Pixel, they still track you. I mean, it's a Google phone.
Yeah, true that.
So I'm out of luck on that, but I love my Google phone. It's got like a great camera, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've liked it. Me and Julie, when we first met, I was MacBook and Android, and she was iPhone. And HP. And then we switched. And so now I'm HP, but I'm still Android because it.
Windows, you mean?
Windows, yeah. And so it all like works seamlessly. And she still has her iPhone. I can't get her out of iPhone, but.
No, I am so invested in iPhone on the music end because I have had. I found one of my old iPods, one of my original iPods, probably from like 1999 or something, 2098, something early. I mean, I have been buying music on iTunes. Since then.
Wow.
I'm so invested in the music. It sucks. It really sucks because
Amazon
I can't.
Prime Music is the bomb.
I know that's what everyone says, but
what is it?
I've Amazon got so Prime much
Music? Oh,
money.
I've got that and I've got Pandora. Yeah. I just do Pandora. It's all free.
No, but I mean like music I've purchased.
Yeah.
I know, but you can phone. Can't you download it and put it somewhere?
I have thousands of songs. I mean, you're talking 20
okay, but you're not
plus
listening
years.
To all of them.
No, but,
there's no way.
But I'm not going to rebuy them.
And you don't have to rebuy them. Yeah. It's all free.
It's all free on Amazon Prime.
If you pay for it.
You have Amazon Prime.
Do you
I
have
know
Amazon
you do.
Prime?
Like, yes, but not all thing? The songs. In fact, yes. But
oh, that's true.
Not all the songs. Like a lot of the songs that I, in fact, we were just looking for Key Lime Pie from Kenny Chesney the other day.
Why?
Because A, I like Kenny Chesney, but B,
nothing wrong with that.
I had to ask.
He's one of my like bucket list concerts to go to and meet one day. Like he is an artist I want to sit down with and I want to get inside his brain.
Well,
he's so creative.
One thing. I'd want to get. I would not.
Where
want
are you going with that?
I'm just saying. I don't know. I may edit that out. Sorry.
Happy wife, happy life. Right? I don't know. Exactly.
But no, he's just so creative. But anyway, so my daughter loves Key Lime Pie. And so we were talking about that song. And I said, Echo, can you please play Kenny Chesney's Key Lime Pie? No, we need more money from you if you want to play that song.
Really?
Yes. I was like, forget that. Siri.
Wow.
Hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
Seems like it. I thought it would be.
So even though I have Prime, not all the songs are available with my iPhone and Apple Music.
You've
anything
got it all.
Yeah. So.
So
anyways, that was like
we get
so totally a squirrel moment here.
We were just talking about how we stay on topic.
And
so
why
would
you say why?
I don't know. It's like, I don't even think I've heard that song, Key Lime Pie. And I like
it's not
country.
One of his more popular songs. But,
I like country.
So, okay, getting back to social media, bringing you girls in. What have you found that is working for you right now?
Okay, so Stephanie dragged me into this social media class, which ended up being awesome.
Yes.
It's totally worth the $27.
Yep.
To buy. In fact, I've already told it.
And we're not associated with this person.
No.
We're not saying.
No, not at all. But I've already told two other artist friends, and I know one of them has gone and bought it.
Man, I need like commission here. No,
I know. I know you do.
It's a good course. I looked at it.
It's Rachel Miller, right?
Rachel Miller Social System.
Something about set and go.
Set it and forget it. Social System.
Yeah.
And we're going to put this link in the show notes, but it's not that we're endorsing this, but it's working for you guys right now.
And I'll preface too, we are in the very early stages, but this is the most planned and excited, if there is such a thing. It's not really excited, but
focused.
I've been, yeah, focused. Yeah. I mean, it's centered around your ideal client avatar. at least I've centered mine around that.
Yeah.
And it's going to end up being 300 posts.
Yeah.
So at 2 posts a day, which is what I do on Instagram, that's 150 days worth of posts.
And the way that she's got it set up is basically it's cyclical. So what right. we're creating is like evergreen, what's termed evergreen content. Mm-hmm. So because the idea is somebody 6 months from now isn't going to remember that you posted, you know, the same thing 6 months previous. Right. And what's the likelihood that they actually saw that too?
Right.
Exactly.
And because I'm
especially on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah.
And because I'm, you know, on Instagram trying to show off my art, I'm just going to change the image mm-hmm. and maybe reword the content just a tad. So it's going to be really simple for me to repost after 150 days.
Yeah. And Pinterest is kind of the same way. Pinterest is not social media, but Pinterest, you can do the same thing. You create a fresh image mm-hmm. and that is new content. You change up the wording a little bit. That's new content.
Yeah.
Instead of getting onto this content wheel of constantly creating, do it once and
leave it. Yeah. And that's pretty much what I'm going to be doing. And it's so nice. But yeah. Now I broke it down. I'm working in 25 day sections because yeah. it does get overwhelming if you sit there and
look at all 300 posts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too much.
Well, I was going to ask, what are you guys finding that is not working? You found something that is working, but what have you found in the past that doesn't work for you?
Well, planning my content has never worked for me. Like I've done it for so mm-hmm. many days and then all of a sudden I just drop off the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. Now I have 2 vacations coming up. I have all my content planned already for one of them and I have the copy written for the other one. Those days that I'm gone, I just need to do the images and schedule it. So it's much more manageable. For whatever reason, this.
So you're doing planning, it a month at a time.
Well, I'm just trying to do the first, you know, breaking it down since it's 300 posts. I'm trying to break it down in chunks and writing. So I take an hour or two and I come up with ideas, kind of like we did on Monday, come up with ideas, come up with a copy. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, it just happened to be the next day. It wasn't planned to be the next day, but it did. I went and did the posts. Mm-hmm. The actual imagery for those posts. And I think there was like 30 of them.
Right. We had gone through quite a few.
So now it's set and go. And I don't have to worry about, I am scheduled through July 5th now. And nice. I don't have to worry about anything else. But by breaking it down by those smaller chunks, I was able to start it sooner. So what hasn't worked for me is actually planning the content and sticking with it.
Mm. Gotcha.
And now I feel really good because I've never been able to get more than 2 weeks like ahead.
You've got a good template to go by now.
Exactly. It's the best template. And I've invested in so many dang templates. This is the only one I really finally believe is going to work.
Yeah.
And what about you? What have you found that doesn't work?
So what doesn't work?
Or has bombed or?
Yeah.
You're like, this isn't working.
I think for me, it's been letting my emotions get me. So I personally hate Facebook. When I took out my emotions from what I hate about it and what I don't like about Zuckerberg and like about all right. of these things, and instead recognize it as a free tool mm-hmm. that I can use for my business mm-hmm. and remove the emotional aspect, that's when I can see the value in it. And that, yeah, it's free. So you can pay to play if you want to, or recognize that this is free. It's taking me, like, I don't know, probably about two to five days to come up with 100 things of content that's going to be repeatable. And as long as I continue to recognize that this is free, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And remove the emotional aspect. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to be on it all the time. Now, I was going to ask you something, Julie.
Yeah.
So, and I know, Rachel, you use some tools like Hootsuite. And mm-hmm. I've tried CoSchedule, Buffer, yeah. all these things. What are you planning to use, Julie, for scheduling these things out?
I'm going to stick with Tailwind. I've tried CoSchedule. I've tried Hootsuite. Mm-hmm. I've tried Planoly. And I've always come back to Tailwind.
So you're focusing that one on the Instagram side mm-hmm. and then have it automatically
post to Facebook. Exactly.
And okay. Pinterest.
Are you using
I need to do the Pinterest, but right now I'm focused on my social media right. and then I'll come back to the Pinterest side.
But and that's what I use for Bibbly is Tailwind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was on that for a long time. And then I just saw that Facebook, what they're offering right, now is free. That calendar mm-hmm. thing. And I'm like, well, that's nice. Free. It's nice. And it even allows right. you to do reels.
Right. So like, it's the Facebook Business Manager.
Yeah.
And they got it in there. Yeah. It works fine.
And then I'm using Pinterest for the scheduling out there, which is also free. But I was just kind of wondering if there's like an easier tool that we can use that I could just copy the, or have it rotate through the content. And if I remember right, Buffer might do that.
Well, I
think Hootsuite does.
Yeah.
Hootsuite does. But Hootsuite's expensive now.
Yeah, I remember when it was free way back when.
Yeah, it's not free. But you can do, you know, like I said, the RSS feed from other people. So even if you don't have content, you might have content for that day. You know, it's you can set it to an automatic thing and you can schedule out a ton.
So this Rachel used to do this for a living. So she knows these tools. That's why I'm like staring her down, going, what do I use?
But we can, and in fact, I've downloaded quite a few how to do social media, like for artists and things. And there's like a ton of PDFs, like do your behind the scenes, do your, what's mm-hmm. on your palette now, you know, or what's on your easel, that kind of thing.
So my problem is I get too much in my head and think, who cares?
But yes, I guess that people too. Do care. And I think
you gotta get out of your head mm-hmm. because you gotta think of it as, no, I am promoting myself.
Yeah. It's like, what's on my palette? It's a bunch of paint. You guys really want to see this? That's what.
Yeah.
Well, and some people do. They want to see, mm-hmm. well, what colors are you using right now? Oh, I love that. I love that mixture. You know what I mean? Like, and you can see the colors that you've used or whatever, just behind the scenes. I mean, like I said, I could spend hours watching on YouTube. Like just someone, I could watch paint dry.
I could watch paint dry.
You know what I mean?
I know.
With an artist who's like, mm-hmm. I mean, Bob Ross, happy trees. And I'm like, yeah. Let's paint some happy trees. You know what I'm like? Yeah. I'm so into it. I think it's amazing.
No, I love watching other artists behind the scenes and everything. And, you know, I think that's the nice thing about this content,
content calendar
that we're going to be doing is that the topic or the idea and is focused towards your ideal client.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you come up with those different topics and everything, or those different ideas, you're now focusing it. Okay, so if my ideal client in my case is an art agent or art director, you know, what are they looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to see behind the scenes. They want to get to know you as an artist. They want, you know, I've done lots of research and these are all the things I think they want to know. That takes the emotion out of it. But the other side that can take the emotion out of it, and I heard this and I don't remember where, I wish I did so I could credit the person, but you know, you spend all this money, I remember who it was, by Hope Johnson
mm-hmm.
on Instagram. I was listening to something she had done. She's like, you know, in years past, because she was talking about the emotional part of social media. In years past, we spent money on billboards. We spent money on newspaper ads. Mm-hmm. We spent money on magazines ads. We as artists spent lots of money if we wanted to get found.
Exactly.
Lots of money. Because we were, you know, we're these small little people in a sea of big business. Where now with social media, we have so much freedom and free marketing that if we take the emotion out of it, we can use it. And that's, I think, also what's different about where my mind is after that course that we took is I'm looking at it. This is my marketing. If I'm going to get found. And after just 2 days, I got people writing on my posts. Mm-hmm. You know, nice. I've got some engagement. Yes, yeah. There are people I know, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody who's never posted on my, or, you know, written anything mm-hmm. on my posts, posted on my posts.
Oh, that's good.
And I was like, yes, that's a win for me.
Yeah.
It's a huge win for me. And it's just those little steps. Yeah, it's not, you know, being seen by 100,000 people, but hey, it's one person, it's two people, it's three people. That's how you grow. And I think that's what you have to remember with the emotional side is it's a marketing tool.
Yeah.
And it's free.
It's free. And another thing I thought of that is working. So, you know, I've got my Facebook page. That's my business page. I can follow groups and pages using my page.
Correct.
And so now when I go to my homepage, I'm seeing the feed from them and I follow very few people on that. And then I'll repost things. Like I follow Zig Ziglar. I follow all the like Mission Canine Rescue and U.S. Coast Guard dogs and Julie and Rachel.
Right.
So I can automatically just like, it's so easy to like and share from that point because I've narrowed it down. And what I also learned this past week, I'm constantly learning, folks. So what I also learned is I follow this one group, and when I post in there and people respond to my post, mm-hmm. you know, like I'll just post mm-hmm. a question, I can then invite them to my page.
Right.
I didn't know that before last week.
Did you not?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is game changer right here. Because right. those groups, those are whole other audiences that I would love to have a connection with.
Mm-hmm.
So, game changer.
Yep.
Really is. So you guys let us know, as artists or other creatives, like what is working for you social media wise? You know, do you use YouTube? Do you use Pinterest? Do you, you know, what's working? What has been bombing? Do you use a template? Do you, have you guys found any good templates out there? Like we found Rachel.
Love Canva.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some other tools that we haven't even talked about. Like
yeah, I use Spark for all my social media now. And that's so easy because I set up my own template in there. It's the same thing as Canva, but
yeah,
I'm not going to pay for Canva. I have Spark. I pay for that. So,
right.
I paid yeah. for Canva. I've paid for both of them. Actually.
Yeah.
So those are all good ways to do templates, but you know, you can also do them in Photoshop and then just pull the picture JPEG yep. up, you know, mm-hmm. if you're doing Facebook.
I think Rachel's trying to wrap us up, but we're still keep going here.
I know.
That's going to have to be another subject. But let us know what templates, like the Rachel Miller will put the link in for you guys. Go and follow us on Facebook. Bubbly Bibbly has a page. Julium Studios has a page. Stephanie Weaver Artist has a page. And then in the comments, you guys put your pages in and we'll go check them out too.
Yes.
So artists supporting artists. That'd be great.
Love seeing other people's work.